I speak in the name of God, who is creator, redeemer, and sustainer. Amen. On the Friday before last, an unusual event took place. Thousands of young people left their books and classrooms in the United Kingdom and marched in a protest against climate change. Far from this being a one-off event, they were joined on Thursday of last week by young people from Belgium and on Friday by those from France making similar demonstrations. A young woman from Sweden, Greta Thunberg, is the inspirational lead in highlighting the problems young people will face and recognizing the need for action. Or as my 13-year-old grandson put it to me last week, we didn't do anything to inherit this mess, but we are the ones who will have to do something about it. The scriptures this evening, and also the anthem, speak resoundingly, giving us perspective on our situation. The beautifully modulated story in Genesis tells us that the ordered cosmos is the mindful work of a powerful creator who speaks the word which brings into being light, space, place, vegetation, galaxies, sea creatures and land creatures, and human beings. And creation contains within itself, in a number of ways, the possibility for renewal and for growth. Particularly, we notice because seed-bearing plants and fruit-carrying trees carry the possibility of ongoing life. And it was all blessed, anointed with the touch of the Creator. The psalm, too, celebrates the creation as God's work. The Lord counts the number of the stars and calls them all by name. The Lord covers the heavens with cloud and prepares rain for the earth. The Lord makes grass grow on the mountains and green plants to serve our need. The natural world exists to serve and to bless us. The gospel turns our attention, yes, to the frailty of creation, but also to its delicate beauty. Reflected in the wild lily blowing in the wind. But Jesus says, it inspires us to be mindful of the faithfulness of the Creator, who bids us not to be anxious about our life, but to be reflective and live trustingly. To live now in this present moment, concerned for God's kingdom and for God's justice. How do these biblical pictures relate to my grandson and his contemporaries and their concerns? We appear to be somewhat wanting in our care for what has been created. The creation seems to be in mortal danger from human activity. Some of this, of course, may have happened through sheer ignorance. Caught up in its undoubted benefits, it's rather doubtful whether anyone could have foreseen the devastating implications of the Industrial Revolution on the natural world. And yet now we know things. We have been and continue to be prodigal in many ways in our treatment, even exploitation, of the resources of the earth. Hence, young people demonstrating about what they have inherited. And they demonstrate rightly, and we need to support them. Climate change, of course, has been known about since the 1960s, but it's taken at least 50 years for most people to understand some of what it means and to take it seriously. But now scientists are confident that global temperatures will continue to rise for decades to come, largely due to greenhouse gases produced by human activities. And the extent of the effects of these changes on individual regions will vary, as will the ability of different societies and people in different places to mitigate or adapt to change. But it is the poorest who are likely to suffer the most. Our care or carelessness and greed in relation to creation will result directly in justice or injustice to the poor. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says, taken as a whole, the range of published evidence indicates that the net damage costs of climate change are likely to be significant and to increase over time. Some of the long-term effects are expected to be continuous, stretching beyond this century. And the magnitude of climate change will depend primarily on the amount of heat trapping gases emitted globally and how sensitive the Earth's climate is to these emissions, and upon how willing we are internationally and intentionally to monitor and curb all of this activity. Temperatures will continue to rise, and even small changes will correspond to enormous changes in the environment. Those of you who are gardeners will notice that the frost-free and growing season is already lengthening. However, these lengthening times will be considerably less, and the consequent danger to biodiversity and crops will be reduced if we reduce those dangerous emissions. There will be changes in pattern of rainfall and probably more droughts and heat waves with hurricane-associated storms. They will become more intense and are projected to increase. Global sea level, which has risen by 8 inches since 1880, is proposed to rise by another 1 to 4 feet by the end of 2100. More extensive and life-threatening flooding is to be expected, endangering and bringing suffering to some of the poorest communities on Earth, such as Bangladesh. Also full of people made in God's image and precious to God. And the problems which my grandson and his generation have to solve aren't limited to global warming. Our use of natural and industrial substances are also under the microscope. For example, do you know why it is environmentally friendlier to wear wool rather than synthetic fibers? Or why it's more ecological to wash your clothes at lower temperatures? There's also a challenge posed by the resistance of infection to standard antibiotics, not to mention the problem of waste. And with that, we instantly recall the recent overwhelming responses of horror at the pictures on Blue Planet of the mess floating about in our oceans, destroying sea life and threatening human health. And the microorganisms carried on plastic floating around the globe also bring with them infections and disease. We have not done too well in blessing creation as God blessed and desires to bless it. And the situation calls out both our creativity in finding solutions, and human beings are good at that on the whole, but also our sense of moral responsibility. Made in God's image, we are called to be both creative and faithful in response to the blessing we have received. It is tempting and understandable to lose heart in the face of enormous global challenges. These are not challenges to be taken on alone, but in company as the body of Christ, seeking to heal and to restore whatever is spoiled or broken, seeking to continue that ministry of redeeming love of our Lord Jesus Christ. AROSHA is an international network of environmental organizations with a Christian ethos. AROSHA means the rock in Portuguese, and the association was formed in Portugal in 1983. Its focus is to work on the protection and restoration of the natural world through community-based conservation projects. Their work is grounded in the conviction that as God's people, we are called to care for the earth. AROSHA is involved in practical involvement in conservation projects and ecological research, in campaigning on biodiversity issues, and in engaging with churches, schools, communities, and individuals. A particular initiative of AROSHA has been to set up and monitor the scheme of eco-church, where dioceses and churches are invited to score their practice against a very large range of criteria designed to see how eco-friendly they are. According to their results, a church may be placed in the bronze, silver, or gold category. At present, as far as we can see, this cathedral is rather well down in the bronze category and quite a long way from getting a bronze award. But we aim to move up. A small group has been formed committed to this project, and much of it we will do together. But some of it will depend on individual response and our personal willingness to consider our lifestyle, our choices, and our habits. As a first step towards encouraging one another to take seriously the importance of small steps in this big process, we're publishing monthly eco tips on the news sheet on the second Sunday of each month. So look out for them, act on them, and tell us how you're doing. We have serendipitously been approached by the Surrey Wildlife Trust and to partner with them in some initiatives that will enhance the environs of the cathedral and use this venue as a place to widen participation in other ecological events and initiatives. We are, of course, blessed in having the Royal Horticultural Society almost on our doorstep to offer advice and help as we seek to care for this part of creation, which is our inheritance, and to live as a community which blesses the natural world and does not abuse it. Anxiety is very understandable in the face of these enormous issues. But Jesus spoke words of encouragement to his disciples. Do not be anxious. How are we not going to be anxious? We, amazingly, are of more value to God even than the rest of creation. That does not excuse us or absolve us from the way we treat it. But we can, with confidence, rest in that assurance of God's love towards us. But a good antidote to anxiety is also to do something, which is why we are urging everybody here as part of this Christian community to act, as many thousands of young people desire that we should. Above all, we need to pray for the inspiration of God's Spirit to breathe through us as that Spirit breathed creation into being, to reflect the glory of the Creator. Let us pray. We share in the prayer of Pope Francis. All-powerful God, you are present in the whole universe and in the smallest of your creatures. You embrace with your tenderness all that exists. Pour upon us the power of your love, that we may protect life and beauty. Fill us with peace, that we may live as brothers and sisters, harming no one. O God of the poor, help us to rescue the abandoned and forgotten of this earth, so precious in your eyes. Bring healing to our lives, that we may protect the world and not prey on it, that we may sow beauty, not pollution and destruction. Touch the hearts of those who look only for gain, at the expense of the poor and of the earth. Teach us to discover the worth of each thing, to be filled with awe and contemplation, to recognize that we are profoundly united with every creature as we journey towards your infinite light. We thank you for being with us each day. Encourage us, we pray, in our struggle for justice, love, and peace. Amen.